Hey y'all, it is Gigi and
Jam, what's up, y'all?
how y'all doing? We're super excited to be here. It's been a long time coming,
Oh, I don't know.
and here we are at our official trailer. I know y'all probably
Yes.
wondering, what are these two doing?
And what the
And
hell
people
is
that know us for
going
real,
on?
what the fuck is going on?
What
Okay.
they up to now is probably what people thinking.
So I will let Jemiah start us off. What would you
Hell
like to
yeah.
tell these people? What the hell are we doing today?
Right.
What are we
What's
for?
up? What's up, everybody? So, like my sister said, it's your girl Jemiah, Jam, whatever I go by, but you know, I only respond by Jemiah or Jam. All the extra nickname shit. Y'all know I don't even like all that. Right? Pick one, stick with it. Anyway. So for those of y'all who know me, who familiar, who is seeing this pop up on your feed via Vice, I don't know which one of those is the right word, but if you're seeing this as good and ghetto, then you know we back. I'm back. We're good and ghetto.
Good ghetto.
Rethought, reimagined with a permanent co-host. Okay. So for those of y'all who are longtime listeners, all the way back to the OG, the monologue days,
Oh, geez.
if you know, you know.
You know.
I'm Jemiah. I am an on again, off again creative who sometimes decides to stop playing with her gifts and put out some shit. But full
Boom.
time, I work for the man. If you know, you know, cause bills. But we're changing that narrative this year because we're back. We're good and ghetto. The podcast with my sis, and unfortunately, if anybody's looking to get any amount of seriousness
It
from me
won't be here.
specifically,
It won't
it's
be here.
this.
This is not the place.
It's
This is
not.
like, honestly, this is the place to really talk shit.
This is like very unserious. We'll be drinking majority of the time.
Majority of the time. If it's 100% of the time, we are drinking 99.9%.
99% of the time. This is a very ghetto situation. Listen, I'm podcasting. Podcast mic in storage. Didn't even realize the damn mic was in storage. Like, it's nothing is gonna happen as it should be on this show. I want y'all to
Because
know
the
this right
reality
now.
is, that's really life, though. Like,
That's
that is how
life.
life works. But let me
That's
jump
it.
into these intros very quickly. We did say
Yes.
that we're sisters. I have known Jemiah since, listen, since she was in grade school, and I was out here just trying to figure my life out as a 20-something.
I was just a
Her
wee
mom and I,
lad.
just a wee lad. Her mom and I worked together, and we became friends, but then they just became family. You know how you got those friends that just become family, and they're your
Kim
cuz and
folk.
all that. So me
Yeah.
and Jemiah actually just created a bond and sisterhood, and we were just always thick as thieves. We call each other twin. We are twins. And so
In
yeah,
so
I'm
many ways.
Gigi. So many ways, but I'm Gigi. I have my other podcast called Girl Be You, but I'm
You
over
be
here.
my
Pew,
girl,
pew, pew. But
be
I'm
you.
over here because I just need an outlet to be good and ghetto. So I'm
That.
just grateful to be a
I'm
permanent
so
resident.
grateful, sis. I'm so glad that we're finally the cheers. We're
Clink,
gonna always find a reason to drink. Clink, clink.
clink. For sure, always.
I'm so happy that we're here. Should we be drinking while mic'd up? Who knows? But we're probably gonna do it every time. This is the type of
Every
shit
single time.
y'all just gotta get used to.
Period.
I'm so happy to be here. A moment of transparency. So for those of you guys who are returning listeners to my podcast, Good and Ghetto, I loved it. Those episodes are still available for now. Go back. You know, I love sitting in the closet talking to myself. However, I love talking shit with my people 10 times more. And
Yes.
on a serious note, G is like my shoulder to cry on. This is my real good sis. So when you hear good and ghetto, a
It
hundred percent
really
she's the good. She's the good. If we had to decide, if we had to place titles,
Who was who?
who would I'm not I'm good-ish. I'm good enough. Very ghetto. Very, very ghetto
But
here.
here's the good thing about being good and ghetto is that I present as good, right? Like a lot of
It's a
people are
lie.
like,
It's a lie.
But really deep down in my soul, I am ghetto and I will cuss you out
Yeah, it's very
for
true.
real, for real. Like,
It's
and
very,
I
very,
drink
very
brown
true.
liquor, so that should be very telling of what like,
just listen, Jesus is the first person who ever made me drink some Jameson. And I went to school with white people who always got the Jameson on deck. This fool.
But now we've progressed.
We're elevated. Douce. What you drinking tonight, sis? Oh, okay.
This is a little Douce. We have run out of our Uncle Nearest. But we will be reopening the bar.
What is Uncle Nessus? Now, what is that? That's some granddaddy. What is that now?
Uncle Nears, let's just do a quick history lesson to those who want to know about the whiskey and the crown, because I am always intentional and very black, okay?
Uh-huh.
Uncle Nears actually taught Jack Daniels how to create their brand.
Okay, that's and black history.
Yeah. Yes. So now Uncle Nears is actually ran by a black woman, and you go for a tour and do the whole thing down in Nashville. It's a vibe.
Oh.
It's a vibe. Most people don't know about it. You know, they be like, Uncle Nearest, listen, Uncle Nearest, nice. It's nice. So if y'all want some little brown, I don't put no ice in it. I just drink it.
See, that right there is an example of good. See, she's a good drinker. I'm drinking a cut water margarita that I opened and poured out of a can. This came in a can, in a box, in a case of four. And I was like, shit, let me put it in my stimulus. Just ghetto. This is a cut water lime margarita out of a can, in a bottle. And it's full to the rim, which means it's 50% sugar.
And this is...
yeah.
This is how we get good? Ghetto.
Okay, like this... You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
But these it's all books, about balance.
I've never read any of them. That's decoration. But they are black authors. You see the balance of my life, good and ghetto. The good is I'm going to support the black authors.
Because half of those books that are probably there, I probably read most of them.
See, yeah, you know, I like to buy the things that the black folks be writing about. Now, when I'm going to read them, if I'm going to read them.
We don't know.
Not important. You got my coin, sis. That's what it's about. You got my coin, sis. That's what's up. Hell yeah. So I'm so excited to be back on the mic. Listen, y'all, if anyone's wondering what this podcast is about, it's literally about anything, everything. This is us letting y'all in on our free therapy session with one another and just letting y'all chime in. So we were literally going to talk about any and everything except
niggas.
These niggas. This is not a relationship podcast.
That's not what we're here to talk about.
Yeah.
We are not here to give you advice.
No.
Get a man.
That's not.
I don't know either. Okay.
Niggas get lucky over here. Niggas get lucky. I don't have
lucky
any advice. I don't have any advice. I don't care what you're doing in your house with your nigga. We ain't even gonna go too far on this tangent. Just know we're gonna cover a lot of things. You know what I think we should do, sis? I think we should always have a bottle on deck. And anytime we accidentally talk about these niggas, anytime we accidentally start talking about these niggas, we're gonna curse a lot. So to all of my adult. You know, my adult friends and followers, friends of grandma, mother, I curse a lot. I have a terrible mouth. I say nigga a lot to all my white friends. I say nigga. You can't say nigga. I say nigga.
And here's the other thing that I want to preface with us chatting and talking. Everything that's said here is our opinion.
Yeah.
We are living a black woman experience. And so what we talk about is from our black woman.
Black ass, yeah.
We are black as hell, and I know my sister's not going to water down any facts. We're not going to water down none of that. So if you feel like, oh, this is the place where you want to, you know, share how you're offended, don't come over here.
That part. And also, me personally, I don't know shit about nothing. And I'm not about to reset. Like, that's why we probably not going to talk about half the stuff that's going. I don't care. I don't know really anything. Don't. I have a degree in theater. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know nothing about nobody. I don't know what's happening in politics. I should work for the man. I don't know. So, like, this is not a place to come get educated. This is not a place to get, like, the latest take on pop culture, we probably 2 weeks behind. On, like, niggas got jobs. You know what I'm saying?
We're
like,
about 2 months behind.
Yeah, we're not.
When I tell my sis, like, hey, did you see? She's like, what?
I literally don't know.
The place I aspire to be. I don't think we need to have more of that. More of like, girl, I did not know that.
I'm very often oblivious to what the fuck is going on outside of my direct household. Because I don't even know what's happening in this. I don't know what's happening in this. My oven don't work right now. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure that out.
And this is the place that I think that people should get to, right? Like, I think we I want to be in the know about everything. Listen, you do not have to be in the know about everything. Sometimes it's good to work from a different place.
I don't know. And then people don't know me. And that's the important part. If anybody, if y'all want to write anything down other than we're not talking about these niggas, them people don't know you.
They don't know you. And I think let's just stay there for 25 seconds.
Yep.
Because we really get invested in people's lives and business that don't pay us and get shit to do with us. You need to go in the house to go clean your
go. And get down at the base of that toilet. At the
behind the toilet.
Okay? Yeah.
You are so concerned about what these celebrities are doing. Who got to clone the
latest conspiracy? Now who got to clone?
I want y'all.
Nothing. And what if they do? What are you going to do if somebody got a clone? You going to beat the clone ass? Like, are we going to capture the clone? What's the end result? Like, what?
And that's the thing that I don't understand. Everybody has a conspiracy. What I want to ask you is, spell conspiracy.
That's shade, because... I don't know how to spell it, but it's just like I might really be in people's business. I don't know what be going on with people and that's okay, because like I be very out of touch with the music, even though I will say I'm fucking with the rap girlies. I like that way. I like what Lotto be saying, put it on the floor and pick it back up and put it back on the floor. I like it's around my neck, cause an arm and leg. I like, so you know what I'm saying? It's some shit that I be tapped in with, but very often I'm tapped out.
If it wasn't for like the TikTok and hearing the viral stuff, I'm telling y'all, I'm not downloading none of that. My sis like,
I'm not downloading any more apps. You heard about them apps? The thread, you got a thread? You
got a thread? I do. I'm gonna just say this. Do like threads. Here's the reason I like threads. Because I can go over there and talk shit and nobody spot. I got like 300 followers. Who really cares? Yeah, about 300. About 300. But look, I just be over like,
you gonna say 30. You said 300.
No, not 300. But I mean random, but I'm also very in tune with like making sure that.
Yeah,
I just be like, okay, let me go check through and see if I'm following. Because some stuff for me, like I used to love Twitter.
Yeah,
I never could keep up with the pace of Twitter. Yeah. But I like threads because it's just like, just be over there talking.
Yeah, that's why I like Twitter.
But it's no pressure. It's no pressure to be like, okay, now you gotta, you know, do a hashtag. Now you gotta.
I just be feeling like it. That's why I'm like, I don't want no new accounts. If I ever get hacked on something, y'all might not ever see me again. Like, I don't, this is why I'm not a good influencer. Like, I will call myself a podcaster. I will call myself an actor. That's what I am by craft. I have the degree to prove it. I will never call myself an influencer because I don't care enough to stay, like, in tune with the things. If I gotta download another app, highly unlikely. I don't even be paying for my parking at the meter sometimes when you get to these new age ass meters.
Yeah.
Like you gotta download. I'm not downloading a parking app. Bro, take these quarters. Let me put my card in here or y'all gonna have to see me in court. I'm not downloading a parking app.
You know what? I think you're a rare anomaly. What's that?
Anomaly.
Yeah.
Anomaly.
You're rare. Ding ding ding. That's another word people don't know. That means it's just like rare. You don't see it all the time. Like, and I think we personally, sometimes it becomes overwhelmed. And I think
it is
where the anxiety comes in for a lot of people.
Like, yeah, that's definitely what it is.
Yeah, like you on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, if you're on TikTok, if you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, you're on Spiel and all these different things. It's just like, yo, I cannot.
Yeah, and I'm just going to go on there and follow the same niggas I follow on everything else. Like, and we about to have the same conversation that we having on all the other apps. I love Twitter. Twitter is my day one app. I've been on Twitter since Twitter was tweeting. Okay, Diddy was the first person I ever followed. I am Diddy. That was my first person I ever followed. I am Diddy.
Are you still following him, by the way? Let's
I think I do. I honestly think I do. But I don't ever see him tweeting shit, so maybe I don't. Again, the algorithm be algorithming. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I just log on and scroll.
But to the point of, like, threads, like, here's the thing that I actually like about threads is that I follow a lot of people on Instagram, but because of the algorithm, see all that stuff on threads. I do. Like, it's people that I haven't seen in so long. Like, dang, I ain't even seen you on Instagram. But over on threads, I see them because it's not saturated. And I think that because I like writing. Master the craft of, like, getting your thoughts out.
So, you know, I heard that once you, like, sign up for a thread account, you can never delete it.
Yeah, but I also
Mark said you got to get that shit back in blood. That's what Mark said.
But the other part too is like, hell, I think we live in a matrix anyway. So red pill, blue pill. I mean,
this is all a fucking simulation. I don't know nothing. I don't know nobody. I don't even know myself. I got a journal just to remind myself that I'm even here. This is a simulation.
That's the thing. Like, that's why I don't get caught up in, like, conspiracy theories when people are like, oh my God, this person. Like, yo, listen, something's gonna burn up. Something's gonna tear up. But in the meantime, gonna enjoy my life, and I'm just gonna
that part. Random question: if the world was ending, like, let's say it's a zombie apocalypse, and the zombies come in right at you, you running?
Hell yeah,
I'm not. G, it's over.
Don't let them take you. Nigga, I gotta go out with a fight.
Over.
I gotta go out with a bang.
Not beating an alien. They already have infiltrated Earth. If they at your doorstep, they won.
Listen, I just wanna at least have a fighting chance.
I'm gonna curse them out. I feel like that's how I wanna go out. I wanna go out cursing the alien the fuck out, like, you bald headed, big back, burnt biscuit ass bitch coming down to Earth. Like, that's how I'm going out. I'm going out with some bars. They're gonna win. They already
but
have
here's the thing, infiltrated like, I just Earth. Feel like, they've infiltrated Earth. It's just like, whatever.
They leaving here with something.
Give me a little corner. This is why it's so important to the original point, is to be oblivious.
Yeah.
Be delusional.
Yeah.
When you invest so much into certain things, like, be fucking delusional.
That part. I don't know what's going on.
I'm learning to just really get in the bag of being delusional. You know, here's the other point, because you know that I'm very black. I have the oblivion of a white girl walking, crossing the street.
Yeah. Oh, you don't care, but you ain't concerned about nothing.
I don't care.
Anything. Bitches,
they literally will see the walk sign. They do not care if a semi truck is turning, and they gonna keep walking. That's the. I want to have the audacity of a
audacity. See, that's me. I live my life. I romanticize my life. I am in a never-ending rom-com, if you ask me. Like, I'm waking up like, I'm brushing my teeth in the morning, like, walking to the grocery store. Like, yesterday, I just bought a tote from Trader Joe's. Actually, I didn't even buy it. The black cashier gave it to me for free. Shout out to, you know, he fucks with me. It's an old black man. He fucks with us. But what? I'm walking around with Trader Joe's tote. Like, I'm in 13 going on 30, 27 dresses. Like, my whole life is literally a Caucasian rom-com. That is how I go through our life.
Because they have the best lives, rom-coms.
Nothing goes wrong. And even when it goes wrong, it turns out right. Yes. That's how
I
live.
I think that this trailer should be called It's a Rom-Com, Babes.
It's a Rom-Com, Babes. Nobody knows.
It's a Rom-Com.
Like, literally, my bio on my TikTok on my TikTok. TikTok is kind of how you treat threads. It's kind of how I treat my TikTok. And my bio on TikTok is like, I come here when Instagram stresses me out. No one knows I'm here. Like, I post shit on TikTok that I won't post anywhere else because everybody ain't really tapped into my talk. You know, so I'm going there to talk shit.
I actually like TikTok too. So I think the top two for me is definitely TikTok.
What about Facebook? You know who be on my Facebook.
We know who be on your Facebook.
You know.
Lives every day. Listen. Here's the thing. Here's what I enjoy about Facebook. I enjoy that I get to watch the dumpster fires. That's where I think life goes to die.
Yeah.
Because people really go on Facebook and really be $100,000 believing the shit that they type.
And telling their business.
Like, I mean, like,
essays.
I'm like,
people on Facebook be separating the paragraphs by spaces. It'd be like real live essays in the Facebook post. But like, and I can't believe you sucked my ass like that and then didn't call me back.
Like, I can't believe you came all over my face. And I thought we wait a minute.
Now I'm 300 comments in trying to see what the fuck. What the fuck he didn't suck? Like, yeah, they be going crazy. They be putting it all.
They go nuts. And you know what's so crazy to me? Like, I have a family member. Well, I can talk to you. I got a cousin. Her ass don't believe in nothing else other than Facebook. I be like, bitch, you ain't never gonna like venture over to see anything else.
No.
I really think that Facebook allows people to be as average as possible. If we're like ranking, what social media platforms allow you to do, like Facebook allows you to be as average as possible to put in the bare minimum of work.
Like, there's like no filter on Facebook. It's like no one expects you to be like polished and pretty. It's literally just like, hey, here's how life is. Like, there's no standard. Facebook has no standards.
Anything fucking goes. And I just be like, what? Like,
why would you post that?
What? Like, I literally feel like I'll be just walking silently over in Facebook land. Like, I'll post some crazy shit or I'll say something.
Yeah.
But I really be in my bag, like, either on Instagram, kind of. And Instagram's kind of falling off. But I feel like close friends, I be going in on close friends.
And that you do. And that you all. If you know, you know. And if you don't know, too bad, because my business. I just go on Facebook to let my mama and grandma know I'm alive. You know, they be acting like they don't got my phone number and that they only know I'm alive if I post on Facebook.
Listen.
Girl, why was my grandma under one of the Facebook? Why was my grandma in one of the comments? I posted a picture. I changed my profile picture the other day. And one of my neos commented, like, so pretty, you belong on a magazine or something like that. Something real sweet. Why my grandma gonna reply to her comment talking about something? Yes, this is her grandmother, and I agree.
Hey, Shay Shay, get from underneath these comments.
And stop announcing yourself. This is her grandmother.
We know.
Nigga.
Give me $20, Shay Shay.
Hey, get off that Facebook, because who taught you? I'm still trying to figure out who taught you how to use this app so good. Because she be posting. The other day, she's going to post a picture. She posted a picture the other day, and her caption was just, well, with an exclamation point.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. When I tell y'all, my twins family is so my family.
I love y'all.
The inside jokes that little Shay Shay be having.
Yeah.
Listen, I love that for her. Like, I
said,
well,
it's your blurry tail. Somebody
got to
shake your hand.
Well, this damn camera is dirty. Y'all didn't
watch it. Right. She thought she really said something.
No,
I love her.
Ain't. No.
I love her.
That's what I'm going to start saying from now.
What? All caps.
Speaking of what we need to start saying, I feel like, you know how they say stuff like goes out of style and then it come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Can the 90s come back in style? Like, can we go back to like the 90s? Can we go back to a time when
I don't
know if it will, but
I don't think we can. Here's what's crazy. So to me, the 90s is like that sweet spot, right? To me, 90s is like my nostalgia, right? But now the children treat the 90s like retro. The children treat the 90s how we treat the 70s. They like
think
you guys
are
ready.
The 70s.
But you know how like the 90s was like, oh, that was just yesterday. And the 70s is just like, you know, that was Black history. That's how the new kids treat the 90s.
Yeah, they do.
They like, you were born really in the 1900s. Do. First of all, Aiden, I'll kick your ass.
Immediately.
So, I'll kick your ass 90 ways, Carter.
I would drop kick your drugged up ass, Carter. Don't
like,
play with me.
Stop playing with me, honestly. But it's like now the 2000s, the early 2000s, is like nostalgia to them. Like throwback is like the 2000s really? To them. Yeah, they're like, let's dress like Britney Spears. I'm like, Britney still dressed like that. Britney, that's not, it's not a throwback if they still doing it. She got that little skirt on right
now, twirling on them busted ankles. She's
it's
still
not,
doing it right now.
They treat Ashanti like Whitney Houston. They like, y'all ever heard of Ashanti? Remember back in the day? I'm like, Shorty was just at the concert performing the thing yesterday.
You know what shocks me is when Missy, this was a couple years ago, but Missy got on stage and performed and people were like, oh my God, who is this amazing artist? I was just like,
that's very ghetto.
Yeah. You have got to be kidding me. Like,
that's very, very ghetto. Now, I ain't gonna hold you. This is something that honestly, ain't nobody gonna beat my ass, so it is what it is. I don't know a lot of music. Not that I don't know a lot of music. I don't know lyrics to a lot of songs. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I could never go on the Terrell show. I don't know no words. I don't know no words to no songs. Really? But when the song come on, it's like I know it because I can perform it with the track. But
this is
true. I don't know the songs on my own. Like, no songs. Like, no. It's like, I know probably 4 songs by heart. I don't know no songs. Really? That's I can never talk music with anybody because you get it. I don't know album names. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm not that person to be like, yeah, this song was hitting. Like, this girl I used to work with, they used to talk about songs like, this song came out in 97. And I was just like, what's the other songs that was around?
Play for me. A little bit of it, of course.
So quick. I pick up. Yeah. But I'm also like that with movies. Like,
people are
like,
yeah,
I've seen all these movies. Like, I've seen a bunch of movies, but I'm not gonna be sitting here quoting Boys in the Hood.
I don't see movies. I can do a little bit better with, but Black movies. Nah. Now I don't want to hurt myself because I know I am a part of the profession of acting. I don't be knowing them white people. I don't be knowing them white people. All them Chrises, couldn't tell you. Jennifer Lawrence might as well be Jennifer Lopez. I don't know.
And you know what's so funny? I have a friend that's like her. They know.
I don't know.
An actor. I'm like, show me a picture. I don't know what y'all talking about.
And even then, show me the movie poster. Maybe. and maybe show me a 30-second clip of the best part. And then I remember. I'm telling y'all, this is the one thing that's going to piss y'all off about me in this podcast. I don't know shit about nothing. I don't know how I made it this far. I don't know how I got a degree. I don't know. I know the most random shit. But like regular shit that everybody should just know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I know that the Obama's dog name was Bo.
That's it.
You know, like little shit like that. But you start asking me, I don't know.
I don't know them people.
Were I don't know the song.
Were they black?
And even if they was black, play a little bit.
Show me a picture. But you know, but here's the other thing. So like, funny that you say that about like white people and certain stuff. So when I was growing up, I grew up very much like let me just clear the air and say that my daddy is a pastor. Okay, he is a pastor.
PK, y'all, which you know she ain't shit then. You know she ain't
I am
shit.
Not shit. You hear me? Because I know niggas and I know church. I tell my husband that all the time. Now I know niggas and I know church.
And church niggas, the worst niggas of them all. Ooh,
is they worse, okay? Now, so growing up as a pastor's kid and my dad like being on the road preaching and my mom like working a full-time job like downtown corporate America, I was always at my grandmama's house. But I also had aunties that were very much on, like I was raised around my aunties, my uncle, my grandparents. And so I had aunties that were very much into, like, white movies, like 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, those type of things. So, like, all the classic movies, like, I kind of know those. Only if, like, my auntie was like, oh, we watching this, like, the Carol Burnett Show. I love the Carol Burnett Show. You don't know? Listen, Carol Burnett Show was like a,
You like Ricky Lake?
No, she's like it's like a sketch show, but it was like a In Living Color, but not as fast as In Living Color. So Carol Burnett, she had like a, it was like a sketch show. And she would just have different like things. And so that little was our skits. Thing. Like, yeah, like little skits. And so that was the thing. Like, I would be like, oh my God, we about to watch Carol Burnett Show. But that's because my aunties and them was watching white stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of like representation of black people like that.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of those old movies I know, but when we start getting into, like, now, when people are like, it's a classic, bitch, I do not know that.
I don't know nothing. I do know a good amount of white people shit, though, because I went to school with white kids, like, my whole life. So, and I like some white people shit, okay? Panic at the Disco, it's one Panic at the Disco song called 9 in the Afternoon, that's my shit. Like, once every 3 months, I'm a blast 9 in the Afternoon by Panic at the Disco. Shout out to you if you know about 9 in the Afternoon. Shout out to you if you know that song, because that shit low-key. That's what I'm saying. I know random shit, you know what I mean? I know a couple Fall Out Boy songs, but I went to school with white kids, so it's just like, I'm a very much so, you know how they say, you had to be there? I had to be there. That's the only way I remember it. I had to be there. If I wasn't there, if it didn't hit personally for me, I promise you I don't know what you're talking about. I promise you, I have no idea. If it didn't hit for me, I don't listen to no Kendrick Lamar. I'm sorry. I don't like how he's sounds. I'm sorry.
You don't like Kendrick?
Listen, I feel like if I read the lyrics, I'm like, he's spitting and he talking that shit. But then I turn it on, I'm not trying to hear that shit for real. And put some bass in your voice.
Well, first of all, his last album, I listened to it on repeat. That shit goes on.
I believe it. And that's the thing. That's why I say I can never be in a conversation with music. Because just because I didn't listen to it, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, don't ask me no questions about it. Because I'm telling you right now, I didn't press play on that. And I'm not. So you don't even got to try and convince me. I'm not going to listen to it. But I support you and I'm happy that you like it. I'm not going to. I listened to Whitney Houston like Shorty dropped a track yesterday. That's what I'm listening to.
Whitney's always gonna hit.
I don't know. I don't know nothing.
Now, let me just say this.
Period. Let me drink some more of my... This is Chardonnay. It's a spade, if anybody was wondering.
No, it's not. Okay, now, the girls are gonna kill me. The singing girlies are gonna kill me.
Uh-oh. Put them up.
But here's the thing. I also want y'all to know that I'm not coming from a background that I don't sing. I'm singing. I got a nice little ear.
Uh-huh. Brandy, with your lip.
Brandy ain't that tough to me. You know, the girl live and die by Brandy. Listen. I just don't be seeing it. Maybe Brandy is to them what Jasmine Sullivan is to me.
See, this is why we locked in and we twins. Because here's the thing for me. Again, me personally, because I know how y'all like to get fucked up by talking shit. I too don't necessarily see it for Brandy. However, chill. I have intentionally pressed play on maybe 3 Brandy songs in my whole life. Ain't never listened to an album. I'm not saying my opinion means a lot because I'm not pressing play on Brandy. But when I do hear Brandy, I be like, I bet. You know what I'm saying? Sitting up in my room, I fuck with it. I like it. It's cool. But she's not, you know, they say she's like the vocal Bible. And it's never hit that way for me where I'm like, damn, I need to go listen to some more. Like, I hear her shit and I'd be like, that song was good.
Yeah.
What's next? turn on the next. I don't want to hear two Brandy in a row.
Because every time I put on my girl Jasmine, and I'ma just, you know how they say manifest, speak faith. Yo, me and Jasmine,
yo,
we gonna be friends. We gonna have a drink together. We gonna hang out. Like,
yo, that girl is good.
Jasmine,
that girl is good.
Put songs together. Her register.
That girl is good.
You know, it's like she's in a class of her own. And don't get me wrong, I know that she has, you know, definitely studied a whole lot of different people to have the voice that she has. But honestly, I don't see too many people who can really stand toe-to-toe with
her. We could do a whole episode on my sis Jazz. Because the thing about Jazz, not only does she got the vocal cords up, an angel, okay?
Yeah,
couple angels, you know what I'm saying? She got the chords, but she also got a pen that's crazy. She be talking.
Have y'all heard Hotel Deluxe?
She be talking that shit.
Gas me up. That's what she said. She got the best pussy in the world. Talk the pimp that came on
and she went down. The thing about Jasmine is she be having me singing shit with my whole heart that's not
whole
even
heart.
Relevant. To
my
me.
Life. Do you understand? As soon as bodies come on, and that's just
bodies and bodies.
I'd be like, yo, Jasmine, like, what?
You done made a hoe out of me. I'm a hoe. For that whole song, you too have made a hoe out of me. I don't know.
Listen, I'm a hoe. Do you hear
I'm
me?
I'm a hoe on singing, that song.
Listen, I be singing Jasmine like,
what's the song recently that I one day I was driving to work. Oh, I know what it was. I was driving to work, and I have an hour commute to work. When I tell you, I played Hurt Me So Good on repeat. Ooh. I said, why would she be talking like that?
She like, it's, you know what? I feel like Jasmine is the epitome of, like, someone that has gone through hell.
Man.
Articulate through music. How she feels, but also we all been there at one
point. Like, it been there, or if I ain't even been there, I'm like, I'm gonna be here at one point. I might as well motherfucking, and I know I don't need you. What she be saying? And I know I don't know the fucking words, but y'all know what she's saying. Listen, and she said it good. She said it good.
I mean, I just, and I get so frustrated because I just be like, why can't I ever, like, all these different fests that she go to.
Man. Somebody
in Chicago was like, they went to, like, this private thing, and I, like, cussed their ass out. Like, why the fuck would you not tell me that she was there and not tell me?
She's coming to, I think her is putting on, like, this music fest in, like, San Francisco or Sacramento in September. And it's her as the headliner, and I'm pretty sure Jasmine Sullivan, and I think Ari Lennox, too. All the R&B girls.
Now, here's the thing.
I think they're going to be there.
Listen, people really be talking. Ass is cold.
I'll beat their ass because Ari's a regular girl. Ari's so regular, and it pisses people off that she'd be like, fuck you guys, I'm mad. And I'd be like, period, sis.
Sis, this last album, like,
first of all, you saw the ass? You saw that ass? You see, she bought a booty.
Listen, here, okay, now please don't have me pivot to the behind the body.
Oh, okay. But she be shaking that shit. She ain't stopped shaking ass since she got off the table. I mean, I don't even know what SZA's face look like no more. Every time I turn around, it's just ass crack and booty and thong.
Is she dating Lil Meech?
You're wild as hell because I don't even know shit, and I know that's Summer Walker. So that's incredible.
Gonna edit that shit out.
No, we're not. All of the girlies, I think they're doing a music fest in September in California. You should come. We should make that a thing.
Okay, yes, we will talk about that because we'll talk about that. Okay. Offline.
Out, stand it, because y'all can't be at all our goddamn business.
All our damn business shit.
My doors.
But yeah. I'm gonna keep writing it in my journal. I'm gonna keep sending the prayers up to Jesus and be like, yo, just make it happen that me and Jasmine can be friends. Like,
So if that's if a one just, celebrity that you want, that if you could pick one celebrity to be like your good girlfriend, your home girl.
But see, that's tough though. That's really tough for me because I find a lot of people that I feel like, let me just say, I feel like there are a lot, not a lot, but there are a few girls that I would be like, I could be cool with. Like Jasmine is definitely. I don't know if you know this girl named Kayla Walker.
I don't know Kayla.
Like, she's an influencer. She does like media stuff. She's out of New York. Love her. I just love her vibe. I love how she's just like herself. She's
very,
not like a soft girl, but she's very, I'll show her. I'll show you her
stuff. Yeah, you're going to have to see her.
I love her. Yes, I love following her. Jasmine definitely is up there, but also like Auntie Tabitha would definitely be one of those.
I love Tab.
And you know who else?
Love Tab. Who?
Brescia and
Brescia Webb and Angel, my soror.
Listen, if I could be at the crib with Angel and Brescia.
They're very fun. You know she dropped a video to One Margarita today.
Yes.
Give me one
margarita. Give me one margarita. I'm going to open my lips. Give me
the margarita. She could have called me to be an extra in the video. So, Rora, Angel, if you're hearing this, somebody send this to her. Call me to be an extra in the next video. I'm right down the road, and I babysit all your kids. Period. I babysit all your kids.
Even had a person. Amir.
Even Amir. Lil Marcus, I know you got him signed up for the video game, and I'll make sure he got a little juice box, a little Uncrustable, and a Capri Sun while he playing the game. So, y'all, send this to Angel. I love it.
I enjoy Angel.
I love it. Shout out to Here's the Thing podcast. I love Here's the Thing.
Yeah, y'all are definitely in y'all bag on that one. I actually really like Melissa, too.
I like you. That this your holiness coming out. You love the Christians gone rogue.
Ooh, rogue.
You and love the rebellious believers.
Because I'm in the crew. Listen, I love somebody who, and that's so true. Maybe I should talk about that. That should really be a real conversation about the people who have gone rogue, because really we haven't gone
rogue. I'm
gonna
write that
down. We haven't gone rogue. Here's the thing. I personally, and I've been talking a lot about this, is that I have not fallen out of my relationship with God, right? Because my relationship with God be on point.
Right.
I have fallen out of the religiosity of the bullshit.
Religiosity.
Yeah. And I just be wanting community. I want like this.
Yeah. Person.
If I could go to church, or if I could go to a Sunday service or a Saturday service or a Tuesday service, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
I can do this and be honest and be, because a lot of my life was always on display. And
yeah.
I always had to be perfect. And I always had to do certain things while the same motherfuckers that was judging me.
Lying.
Was out here choking on dick.
Lying.
Oh. I mean, choking on it.
And lying.
Lying.
Yeah, you know where I come from. Don't get me started. Yeah, I ain't been to church. I ain't been in a pew. You wanna know the last time I've been in a pew was your wedding. And before then, I couldn't tell you when. I ain't been in a pew. Baby. And I don't like streaming no church. I don't like streaming no church. Yeah.
But you know, I do stream. Mm-hmm. I stream like two services that I actually really like. I ain't even gonna say what I like, but
yeah, don't say it.
I ain't gonna say it. But I also think that we have to, me personally, my goal in life is to build community.
Yeah.
I think that is what's most important.
Yeah.
Like this right here is community.
If somebody can
watch this and be like, yo, they are talking my language. They out here talking a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Things that I've been thinking about. And that is how you build community. It's not
true.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You good. My bad. I ain't even good, y'all.
No. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's a great kind of like segue and a great kind of like encapsulation. I'm pretty sure that's the word of what this podcast is. We both are like, you know, rooted in faith. Like we love the Lord. We love Jesus. I didn't come from no pastor. That was, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a rudimentary, elementary level around here. But like Janice is like who I call when I need somebody to just pray with me type shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I set my prayer up, but I think I need an extra one from somebody who got a little bit more oil on them to make sure that it get up there a little faster. And this podcast is about us kind of like sharing that and sharing that life is about balance. Like, you know what I mean? Life is never completely good or bad. It's some good shit that go on. It's some ghetto shit that go on. And that's what we're going to be creating space for in this podcast to talk about. You know what I mean? A lot of what we talk about on this podcast is going to be shit that really only got to do with me and her. You know what I mean? And y'all are just the audience to our chaos. So
and you might find some like similarities somewhere.
And you might relate.
Oh, yeah, I felt that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what our podcast is about. It's just like, you know what I mean? Everything and for everybody. And as we continue to grow and evolve as grown ass women, we notice that one, nothing is even that fucking serious. First of all, like everybody lied to us. Nothing is that deep. Except for taking care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? And understanding who you are at your core. And doing everything from an honest place within yourself. And I think that is kind of what has kept me and G connected for all these years. Because we've been through so many different transitions. We've been through so much change. And all the years that we've been friends and family. And it all comes back to, we always had the realest conversations. Like, what the fuck do this even mean? Like, what we even talking about? What we even going through? Like, at the end of the day. What's really up? You know what I'm saying? Right. And just breaking life down to the most simple, honest, and authentic level. That's what y'all gonna get on this podcast. Like, who knows what we really gonna end up talking about? But at the end of the day, I'm gonna feel better when we stop recording. She gonna feel better because we didn't release what we needed to release. And I guarantee you, we're not the only ones feeling how we're feeling. So this is just us sharing kind of how we have evolved as women. Of our own journeys of self-discovery and hoping that we can build a community around that. Cause we know we're not the only ones that go through the shit that we be going through, that think the shit that we be thinking. That's not a new thought to be thunk. It ain't.
It's all the same. It's all the same. And somebody
it's all might, the same.
And that's the thing, like I think also too in figuring out and realizing that like we just out here experiencing, somebody is going to find some relatability. And we are me and my sis are creating space for us to do the things that we love. And you know, when you do that, then you align yourself to be open to so much other shit. Like you just, there's so many other opportunities. Like who knows, this thing might go on the road. It may not, it could. It will,
because we're gonna do some in-person joints. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna come to the crib. You gonna come out here.
Oh, I just can't wait. I'm just so super, super excited.
I'm so excited. Yeah,
like that is what this episode is. Do we want to do what's good, what's ghetto? Do we want to do our
weekends? Let's see. So ultimately, this episode is like our trailer, get to know us, reintroducing myself, welcoming, you know, the Girl Be You family over here. Y'all can get an unfiltered raw side of your leader. You know what I'm saying? And for the good of ghetto and monologue family, y'all can get some sense, you know, somebody with a little bit more sense than me and a little
un poquito.
Who knows a couple bigger words, you know what I'm saying? Know a few extra things, got some wisdom that I, you know, have not developed yet. So ultimately, y'all, every episode, we're going to talk a little bit about what's good. So I'll bring something about what's going good in my life. My sister brings something about what's going good in her life. Maybe we'll talk about one good thing that we're both appreciating in the world. And then we'll switch it over to a segment we call Very Ghetto. You know what I mean? Who done pissed me off? Who done pissed us off this week? You know what I'm saying? And maybe it's something that's happening in the world. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Maybe I stubbed my big fucking toe. I don't know. But it's going to be whatever calls on my heart that I need to release from Very Ghetto. And then we'll end off every episode with a little segment we call Until Next Time. And we'll leave y'all with a gem. G's gems, you know what I'm saying? We might leave y'all with a gem. You know, I might leave y'all with a little razzle-dazzle, a little happy moment at the end. I might tell y'all to go to hell. Genuinely don't know. I don't know. But and none of y'all gonna be my ass, I promise.
I'm sure.
I promise. Nah, chef's kiss. I promise y'all can't. And that's going to be the show. And we're going to come at y'all bi-weekly. We decided bi-weekly, right?
Yeah, bi-weekly.
Yeah, don't be looking for no shit every week. I got a job. We got
lives.
Real shit. I got bills to pay. I work for the man. every day. Y'all see this ponytail? This is a work ponytail. This is how much it's gonna be every day. I'm coming in hot off the clock, baby. Don't look for nothing every week. It's not.
This is it. This is who we are.
So, sis, you got anything? You got anything good to share?
So, here's what's good. I think that sometimes we look at storms and we think that storms are the worst thing that can ever happen. But I am in the middle of a storm, and that is what's good. Okay.
And you look good.
Thank you, girl. What's good is that I have separated myself from a job that I didn't really like no more. Mm-hmm. And I am getting back to the thing that I absolutely love, which is creating, talking shit, writing, and creating a space and a community. So that's what's good. That's going on. So it's a storm, but yeah. The storm is creating good.
There we go. That's some good perspective right there for sure.
Yeah.
What's good for me? What's good for me? Honestly, this podcast, just being back on the mic. I've always loved podcasting. I listen to podcasts daily. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I started Don't Call Me White Girl. Very funny. Very funny.
Listen.
We'll talk offline. Very
Mona,
funny.
Mona.
Very, okay, very, very funny. But I love podcasts. I almost listen to podcasts more than I listen to music, to be honest. Yeah. So my good is that I'm very excited, like my sister said, to be back creating. When you're a creative spirit and when you're an artist at heart, your life feels so imbalanced. It feels so off when you're not creating and you're just trying to sustain yourself and survive. You know what I mean? Like, I got a good job, I go to work. But when I'm not creating, I just feel like I'm in survival mode and I have no outlet. So to be back on the mic and to be talking and sharing space with my sister, that's the goodest. That's the most goodest thing.
But what's ghetto though? We gotta have a balance. What's ghetto?
I'm keeping a book. What's very ghetto? It's hot outside. Okay, check it out. It's hot outside, and I live on the West Coast, and the way that they build infrastructure around here in Los Angeles is that ain't no central air in a lot of the places. You know what I'm saying? And so, the sun creates all the heat. So you can't just open a window, because now you're baking. So it's just hot as hell in my apartment. My apartment is like in the summertime, it's like an oven. And in the wintertime, it's like a freezer. Because there's like no, I don't know if there's no
you
insulation
need like
in the walls.
Like one of them portable ACs. You can get them off Amazon.
I need to be somebody else. But I have an AC, but I don't want it to be like in a thing. I actually got a fan on. I didn't realize till like halfway through. I'm like, I got a fan on right in front of me. So if y'all hear the fan, it's hot. It's hot and I got a fan on.
It is what it is. We got to do what we
got to
do.
It's hot. I got a fan on. And yesterday or day before yesterday, I had to put some gas in my car. That was $5.19 a gallon. So if you want to know what's ghetto, living in Los Angeles, California, sometimes. Even though I like it most of the time, but sometimes that shit really pisses me off and boils my boogers. Really, really. Yeah, that's my ghetto.
You know what's ghetto to me? What's ghetto is, and I'm not going to stay here long because, you know, I'm at this season of my life. It's ghetto to me when niggas forget who you have been to them. Niggas always want to remember like, oh, she changed. Oh, she did. She didn't do. But remember the shit that I did for you.
When you was down, when you needed a helping hand.
Remember how I've always showed up. Remember how I've always done certain things. And I might sound like I'm coming off as a little sensitive because I am, because that's the storm that I'm in right now. But bitch, remember what I was to you when I was good to you. And now that you don't need me no more, you just go.
Now it's above you.
Yeah, it's above me. So it's very ghetto. That is very ghetto. And I want people to get their minds back and stop acting like you better than other people who helped you get where you are.
Right. Keep it cute, because I know what my sis talking about, and she right, and she was there when
remember, people know you in real life, babes.
Right. And when nobody trying to in the house in that hot ass shit. Yeah.
Right.
When nobody, yeah. And my sisters. Yeah. So don't yeah. do too much.
Yeah, don't do too much.
But so don't do too much.
Every dog has his day now. Now listen.
And for the listeners, when she say niggas, that is a general niggas, not them niggas. Because again, we don't talk about these niggas out here. That's a general population nigga, not a the niggas.
But if the shoe fit, bitch, put it on.
Stay stomping that hoe. Stomping that hoe. Stop playing with her.
That's all I'm saying.
Period. Okay.
Very ghetto.
See, y'all see what happens in the very ghetto.
I told y'all that I start out good, but baby, that ghetto be.
And I'm a gasser every time. I'm a gasser every time. Every time. Because I ain't got no air. I'm not putting that on. I'm not wearing a goddamn cord zip. I'm hot.
As hell.
And don't ask me again. Shit, okay, I'm gonna buy one because my. Right, let me Ooh. Not. Right, because I piss some people off. Because I don't give a fuck.
It be real ghetto.
Yeah.
Ghetto and forget that people know you in real life.
Right. You can spill some tea, but I won't because I'm also a classy broad.
But also, you know what keeps people humble? That we all one paycheck away.
We one recession, one pandemic, one student loan cut back on from
And especially, I'm almost done, but especially. When God be looking out for me.
And we call the motherfucking IRS because we know y'all. I'm going to call the motherfucking oh, baby. Sorry.
All right. What's our accountability? What's our until next time?
Until next time. Until next time, by the time we meet next for this, I would have worked out 5 times. I'm in my my back journey. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers got a lot of happy weight on them and lost their mind. Be at the taco truck, looking like a taco truck, built like a Kenmore.
Tacos so, look like good though.
They be so good. Oh my god.
Ooh.
They be so good. And it's crazy that I really be eating food that's sold on the side of the street. I'm talking on the curb.
You're brave, because you know me. I'd be like, y'all in that way?
Beef. Well, we could talk about LA food another day because that's a whole nother situation. But I say that to say, until next time, I'm gonna be in that gym. And if I'm not, please somebody curse me out because I need to stop playing.
Until next time, my ass will be juicing.
Salad. Yeah.
We got a juicer on our wedding register.
Yeah.
Put it to use, baby. And yes, I'm juicing because. I don't like when my stomach jiggle when I walk.
Yeah, right. I want that ass to jiggle, but not the other way around.
Not the other way around. I need to go.
And if y'all don't know, my sister's thick as hell. But stop playing with her because she is spoken for. Thick as hell, though.
I'm definitely spoken for. But yeah, you know.
Yeah. Thick as hell. I be mad. That's the one place we not twins at. I ain't got all that ass.
At all.
I ain't got all that ass.
I'm trying to figure out how to get it up a little bit more. I need to.
Stop. You gotta lift heavy shit in that gym.
I gotta lift. I gotta squat.
In that gym. Yeah.
I'm going back.
Period.
Let's start with that juice to know.
Period.
This has been amazing. We definitely hit our time. We definitely hit our time. This is why we know what we're doing. We hit our time.
Okay? Exactly how we said we would.
Exactly.
This was so much fun.
Amazing. Good and ghetto.
I love you. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Yeah. Ooh, that was so good.